USA. This is almost exactly the same spot that they stalled on their last drive, which Cassidy responded. Minute 40 left in the half. Homecoming here in USA. Connor Gettle under center. Three men backfield once again. Gets the snap. Hands off to Braylon Ballard up the gut. He has the first down across the 35. Falls forward to the 34-yard line. Excuse me, to the 24-yard line from the 27. And it's a move the chains after a 3-yard gain for Braylon Ballard, first and 10 from the 24.
Nice run by Ballard. He knew what he had to get for the first down. He gets north and south right away. Picks up that first down, keeps the chains moving, and USA is in business deep into Cassidy territory.
End of the first quarter, Ubley leads Flint Hamady 6-0 in Ubley. First and 10 from the 24-yard line. T formation, Gettle under center. Wasting no time here. Rolling to his right, has a man in front of him, quarterback keeper, and dives forward. And all said and done, he gets out for a hard-fought yard brought down by Noah Zaleski, as Connor Gettle had him right in his face from the get-go, had nowhere to run. And we have a timeout called by USA with 59 seconds left in this first half.
Boy, Noah Zaleski, he sniffed that play out. He was in the backfield already. Good open field tackle on Gettle for a loss.
And we have 59 seconds left in this first half. USA calls their first of three timeouts. Ed Klump, what do you think Josh Hahn is setting up here with his quarterback, Connor Gettle?
Well, it's going to be they're moving the ball really well right now. The running backs are running tough. The second and long is going to be interesting here. Cassidy seems to be bringing quite a bit of pressure. So, you know, if they do drop back for a pass, I think Gettle's going to have people in his face all day.
They started this drive at Cass City's 48-yard line. They're down to the 23 now, facing a second and 9. More importantly, the clock is the opponent as well here. 59.8 seconds left in this first half. A beautiful scoreboard now to our right. Last time we were here, which was actually 2 years ago, the scoreboard, the old traditional scoreboard, back from the 1998 championship run and years before that, maybe even when you played here, Ed, as the same scoreboard for USA, we couldn't see it in our booth here thanks to a pillar. Well, now, beautiful scoreboard to our right.
Yeah, we already covered it, Clark. I had too many concussions to remember. I'd like to point out the atmosphere. I think we went off air before that. The atmosphere with the student section standing up. It's just great to see everybody out here. Finally, it's starting to feel like normal football in the thumb. This is exciting.
It's a hard concept to even fathom these days. Second down and 9, Connor Gettle back under center after the first time out. Connor Gettle, handoff to his third option. Walker Foley come to the near sideline, cuts back inside, has about 5, maybe even 8 yards, has the first down by a yard. They needed 9, and he got 10, stops the clock momentarily with 50 seconds left. Alex Perry on the stop for Cass City. First and 10, they're going to stay right close to that first down marker, but they stopped the clock, which means they have to move the chains. So 8-8, USA and Cassidy, and USA knocking on the door for the second time tonight.
Well, they needed that big play on second down, second and long. Oh.
Now they're saying second down. Now they're moving the chains after the original the chain gang showed it was a second down and 1. So now first and 10, 45 seconds left, clock rolling. Gettle under center. Quarterback keeper rolling to his right, looking to pass, and they'll throw it down to the end zone into the hands. Is it caught? Touch! Very close to that first down marker. And has the first down and is inside the 5. First and goal upcoming. Walker Foley grabs a pass from Connor Gettle as he was being hit almost immediately. Brings it in. First and goal from the 3.
Really impressive catch and throw. Gettle had somebody in his face, got knocked down while he threw it. And the catch, the receiver was getting hit as he was catching the ball. Incredible concentration, great hands, and very impressive catching that ball and keeping possession of it.
So with 32 seconds left here in the first half, USA calls their second timeout. A surprising score here in against Lakers and Reese. They are tied at 12 apiece with 5:27 left in the second quarter. So Lakers 12, Reese 12, 5 minutes before the end of the first half. So close games all around. Both first place teams in the Greater Than West tied, entering the waning moments of the first half. This ball game in front of us, USA hosting the Kansas City Redhawks. Both teams with 8 points. USA, of course, had a first and goal from the 3-yard line after a 20-yard reception by Walker Foley from Connor Gettle was good and moved the chains. And now just one lone man on the chain gang standing with a first down marker.
Well, they only have 4 yards to go, but they have 32 seconds on the clock. One timeout left for USA, so we'll see what they dial up here.
USA has had the ball for 4 minutes and 3 seconds, have traversed the 45 yards, and off of 8 plays. Working off that right hash, Connor Gettle, right to left cross radio, far left side of your radio. Gettle under center, and we have whistles. It looks like a false start against the USA Patriots as the flag comes in from the near sideline judge. And now a little miscommunication from the sideline coaching staff with Connor Gettle. So false start against USA. This will push him back 5 yards. Josh Hahn doesn't agree with the play or call. So now instead of a first down and goal from the 3, it's a first down and goal from the 5. This changes things a little bit.
It does a little bit. They're going to have to come it. They're coming in with a different play. We'll see what happens when it's a little bit longer to get into the end zone.
So Connor Gettle comes in. They're going to mark him at the 7-yard line.
I say look for a rollout to the near side of the field here by Gettle. Maybe an option pass, option play.
It seems to be working all night, and especially with the speed of Connor Gettle. Hard to catch up on that one. Under center, Connor Gettle. First and goal from the 7. Rolling to his left, exactly what Ed Klump said, but it was overthrown and intended for Braylon Ballard. Led him just a bit too far, had room in front of him. But uncatchable over his head, incomplete, stops the clock with 28 seconds left. Second down, goal to go from the 7.
He had him, just overthrew him. Gettle, you can tell he wants that one back. I'm not sure if he would have got in the end zone on that, though. The defender was right there. So might have had to use a timeout even. So not that bad that it was an incompletion.
Josh Hahn gets the play into Connor Gettle, comes back into the huddle. Second down, goal to go from the 7. Cassidy trying to come up with a second red zone stop here on defense. Which, of course, the first one set up their first score of the night. USA, 28 seconds before the half, tied 8-8 between USA and Cassidy. Connor Gettle under center, second and goal from the 7. Quarterback keeper. Connor Gettle breaks out his first half, gets down to the end zone. Touchdown, USA! Connor Gettle calls his own number, second and goal from the 7. And he finds and traverses all 7 yards in for the score. And USA takes the lead with 22 seconds left in the half, now leading 14-8.
Great run by Gettle, and I can't tell who the offensive lineman was who should get an asterisk behind that play and in the stat book because he pushed Gettle into the end zone. Great play by the offensive lineman. I'm sorry, I know those offensive linemen like getting their name on the radio, but I didn't see who that was.
10 plays, 48 yards, and 4 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock. And Connor Gettle with a 7-yard quarterback keeper. Trying to tack on a 2-point conversion, trying to take an 8-point lead. It's currently 14-8 coming out of the huddle. Going for two.
Lining up in the eye here, USA.
There's a snap rolling to his right, looking to pass, has a white jersey on him, into the end zone, caught by Walker Foley. The 2-point conversion is good in the back far corner of the end zone. It is now an 8-point lead, 16-8 over the Kansas City Redhawks right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
USA strikes for the second time tonight. Connor Gettle on a 7-yard run. Two-point conversion, Foley with the catch in the far corner of the end zone makes it his eight-point lead, 16-8 over the Kansas City Redhawks.
Connor Gettle, pretty impressive on that drive. He didn't have a clean pocket to throw that whole drive.